Hi, Kay. This is, let's see now, this is 1 o'clock on the 1st of June, 1967, from Plaiku. I just finished listening to your 1, 2, 3 tapes, Ed's tape, 8 letters, 4 from you, 5 from you, 1 from, 2 beauties from Weezer, just beautiful. And many other odds and ends, 6 boxes. Good Lord. Anyway, I'm back and play cool. Hold on. Okay, it sounds okay. I still have to put my ear glued to that tape because I can't hear it. Except towards the end of your tape, I finally could pick up my head and hear it just by looking at it. Ed's tape was a riot. he was pretty well snapped, I guess. But I couldn't see, I couldn't hear anybody in the background. I could hear Dick every now and then, and I could hear you real sharp and clear when you said hello and goodbye, and I could hear in between, but put my ear right down on it. But either something doesn't fit with my tape recorder, or something's wrong with your tape recorder, I guess, because you apparently can hear mine all right, and when I tape it and play it back on mine, my own recording, it sounds great. So I don't know. But anyway, I'd suggest to talk right into it. I look pretty like an idiot around here with my head on the top of this tape recorder as it goes around and around. Okay, where should I start? I plan to tape 2 tapes tonight. I got in last night about 7 o'clock, took 5 rolls of film from the air of many, many scenes. I took pictures all over Saigon in the middle of the night and 8 o'clock, and I'll probably end up just getting lights going back and forth. I took pictures of, good Lord, everything. The only thing I haven't taken pictures of is the Montagnard villages, for the reasons you know. Now, maybe as time goes on, I'll get pictures out there, too. They're all in color, and they should be pretty good if this camera's any good. And if the photographer's any good, which we'll find out. Okay, we went down Friday. Let's see, it was early in the morning after being over at Leek's all night. Well, until about 11 or 12, and I got pretty smashed on his rice wine. We talked quite a bit of politics, getting to be good friends, as I mentioned. Many problems up here, a solution of which I don't know anything about. We left with 12 crossbows, and if you want to see something odd, you look at the guy carrying 12 crossbows, each crossbow standing almost as tall as he is. But we came down looking like a bunch of Christmas trees, and got in the plane, and it was packed. The 130 was completely packed, so we were walking over people and falling down and dropping the arrows all over people, and it was kind of a riot. Anyway, we got down to Tansanoot and wandered around the base down there with these crossbows, not knowing exactly what to do with them, and we dragged them into the VOQ and went and ate. We got down about noon. We ate lunch down there in my R&R center, and everyone thinks it's a riot that I consider Saigon an R&R center, but you sure relax down there and forget all the stuff that's going on up here. Pardon me. And then from there, I got a hold of, we wandered around, look at the BX. I bought 6 bottles of Crown Royal for $3.85 a fifth. Bleed, little Ed, bleed. Isn't that too bad? I drink only the best up here, Crown Royal, when I can get it, that is. Anyway, bought 6 bottles of that and 2 bottles of number 10 Cabin Still. That was $3.10. That's a lot of money. Let's see, I bought 2 Coleman lanterns for the Montagnards up here and some Coleman fuel. Oh, hell, I came back with millions of things. I bought Colleen Nadal, which I'll get in the mail tomorrow. I'll have to tell you why I didn't get in the mail today when I get to there. And then I got a hold of Lynn Becklin and went over to his house by his invitation. It's downtown Saigon, and it's that villa I told you about last time. Let's see, what did I do besides drink? I think I drank about 4 cases of beer, maybe 5. We stayed up till 5 every morning, except the last morning, at which time we went to bed at 2:30, which is early. And every morning, we're up at 8 o'clock. I'll tell you, we started talking. late at night, and these guys keep coming in and asking me questions. Well, it turns out that they've got some blowing up ID. You got to be a hero to go out in these villages, and so they keep quizzing me like I'm some sort of Robinson Crusoe or Daniel Boone or something. As you know, the circumstances are much different than that, but I enjoyed the notoriety, as a matter of fact. And I enjoyed their questions, and they had a lot of piercing questions about the Montagnards and what their final solution is going to be and what's going to be the outcome of this foolish thing. And I didn't know many of the answers, but I sure got a chance to think about it away from all the distractions up here and away from people that you don't dare talk to and that sort of thing. And I just sort of opened up and let loose and philosophized and had a great time, got very drunk on beer. Next morning, Saturday morning, I went to this meeting. Lynn, I didn't want to go, but Lynn got me up, made me go. And I got there a little late, as usual, and talked till the MP's coming around to check things out and make sure nothing's stolen or there's no VC under the tables or anything. So he may be stopping by. Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Went to this meeting, and it was all the civic action leaders of Vietnam. And it was a very impressive group. There were some pretty raunchy characters. They all looked dirty. They'd been in the battle. They'd been out in the field. There wasn't a sissy among them. They're all pretty dedicated. And as you know, we've been winning the Civic Action Award, which is sort of a gimmick type thing, but we've been winning it anyway, and this means that we get more funds, or anything we ask for, really. And each one presented his story, and it was very impressive. There was lots of action, lots of danger, lots of fun, lots of experiences, and lots, I think, of good things done here. It came our turn about 4:30 that afternoon. Well, no, they got me up to talk about the bracelets I wear, which I wasn't conscious of because I wear them all the time, but they do look a little odd down there. They think you're queer, probably, wearing bracelets. So I had to explain how I got them, and I explained that I got very drunk, and they thought that was kind of comical. And they asked a lot of questions about how I got involved in them, how they accept me in there, and why, and all that, so what kind of medicine I practice, that sort of thing. A lot of questions I couldn't answer very adequately. But I, again, enjoyed the notoriety and the attention. It's very easy to get a swelled head down there because I guess they think there's VC everywhere and they think that, by golly, you're in constant danger and all that sort of thing. Hold on, let me take a listen to this. Well, so far, that's the lousiest tape I've ever heard. Most disjointed, irregular thing. I have to apologize. My attention span is kind of lousy. What I mean by we win the Civic Action Award, I mean Play Coup wins it. When I say we went down with the crossbows, I mean Colonel...